On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
The European Commission president warning the risk of a no-deal Brexit is very real. Jean-Claude Juncker has been updating the European Parliament on negotiations. He says he still wants to see written proposals from the UK on replacing the Irish backstop. The British government insists they are discussing ideas. The Parliament's chief Brexit coordinator, Jeeva Hofstad, says the UK's withdrawal can't be allowed to drive member states apart.
The consequence has been enormous divisions in British society. What we will not allow, we as Europeans, that this Brexit is creating turmoil and divisions in our European Union and in our European project.
Meantime, the Prime Minister's barristers told the Supreme Court the suspension of Parliament for 5 weeks is a political decision. Sir James Edie's arguing it isn't a matter for the justice system, as 11 judges consider two separate appeal cases.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Detectives investigating the suspected murder of a man in Maidstone have charged two more men. 21-year-old Andre Bent was stabbed to death in the High Street last month. A 23 and 26-year-old, both from London, are due in court later. Accused of violent disorder. A 16-year-old boy has already been charged with murder. There's uncertainty today over the future of Margate's Dreamland after the hedge fund that backs the group who run it closed down. It means plans by Sands Heritage Limited to buy the site from Thanet District Council have been thrown into doubt. Dreamland have told KMFM it's still business as usual at the theme park, which has just enjoyed its busiest year since it reopened in 2015. It's claimed a Kent Grammar School is breaking the law by using an annex as a standalone school. The site in Sevenoaks is part of the Weald of Kent in Tunbridge, but campaigners say students are now being taught separately. It's illegal to build new selective schools in England. Joanne Bartley from Comprehensive Future is calling for an investigation.
This is about the law. This is about the reasons for that law and exploring those reasons and sticking to them. Kent shouldn't just decide we don't, you know, the laws don't apply to us.
Independent education expert Peter Reid says the site isn't illegal.
Whatever this is doing is not going to bring anything about, because where would those 300 girls go if they got rid of the annex? It's a nonsense.
The Department for Education say they're content the school is operating as one across two sites.
KMFM News.
Far-right activists have started looking out for migrants in Dover. Britain First says it will step up beach patrols in the coming weeks as part of a campaign called Operation White Cliffs. A London man's appeared in court after a car and bank card were stolen from a property in Chatham. They were reported to have been taken from Mayweed Avenue last Saturday. 35-year-old is also accused of using the card in stores. He's been charged with several offences, including burglary and fraud. He's due to appear at Crown Court next month. A 160-year-old sailing vessel had to be towed to safety off the Kent coast. The Sheerness RNLI was sent near the Red Sands Towers yesterday morning after the fishing smack had a mechanical failure. And Liam Payne's been chatting to Gary and Laura on KMFM Breakfast about his new single, Stack It Up. The former One Direction star teamed up with Ed Sheeran to write it and says at first he was worried it was too money-orientated.
You've got to be careful about what message you're kind of sending out.
Yeah.
What are you saying about you? Do you know what I mean? So in my head, the way I actually feel about money and success and those sort of things is like, if you have it, it's amazing, yeah. But if you've got no one to share it with, then it's not really all that. You might as well not have it.
If you missed it, you can listen to the full chat at kmfm.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, when two English clubs are in European action tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, Tottenham begin their attempt to go one better than last season in the Champions League later. The runners-up start their group stage campaign in Greece against Olympiakos in the tea-time kickoff. Also tonight, Manchester City begin their group stage campaign in Ukraine against Shakhtar Donetsk. Staying with football, and Gillingham are still looking for their first away win of the season following a 1-1 draw against Bristol Rovers. The Gills went into the second half a goal down, but Tom O'Connor, who's on loan from Southampton, managed to equalise with just minutes of the game to go. Boss Steve Evans says he's pleased with the 20-year-old goal scorer.
He's an outstanding prospect. He's a kid, he's learning. He'll have a good career in the game for sure. As long as he remains level-headed and work hard and every day when Tom comes in, he comes in with a smile and he wants to go on the training ground and work hard. So I was pleased for him because his performance was good.
Last night's result has left Gillingham 15th in the League One table. And in cricket, Kent are building a big score with a bat after losing early wickets on day three of their county championship game away to Yorkshire. At lunch, Kent were 124 for three in their second innings with a lead of 337 runs.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.